John wanted his readers to understand that by believing in Jesus, they would have eternal life. Of course, when most people hear the term eternal life, they tend to think about everlasting life after death. But is that what John meant? How did John describe eternal life?
Eternal life is a concept that John seems to love talking about. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life, life everlasting. And life is not so much a quantity, but as a quality in John's gospel. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it in all its fullness and all its abundance. So for sure, the confidence a believer has is that when they die, they will spend eternity with God. But John seems to also speak about it as being a quality, life that we can enjoy because we know the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Life of being reborn again, able to live the life that we should do in right relationship with God. So it's something that is a great celebratory note in John's gospel. Eternal life is what Jesus came to give us, and it begins even now.
Eternal life, according to the gospel, it's not necessarily defined. It's more or less, described. And particularly in John chapter 17, verse 3, where Christ states, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. And what you have stated there is, one, an experiential, desire to know, God, and then secondly, to share in fellowship with the Lord through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Eternal existence is something that both the righteous and the wicked have, both faithful and unfaithful people have throughout time. The wicked are going to be spend their eternal life in judgment and suffering. The righteous will spend their everlasting existence in fellowship with God. But eternal life has a different connotation from eternal existence. Eternal life is a value term. When Adam was created, God breathed into him the breath of life, which is not only existence. I mean, he had existence as a lifeless body before that, but he entered into a kind of fellowship with God. And life in Scripture is always a value term. Life is the opposite of death. Death is the wages of sin. Life is the gift of God, the grace of God, taking us out of sin and giving us a personal relationship with him and friendship. And so that's the eternal life that's going to continue. It begins here on earth when a person comes to faith in Christ. Jesus says that those who believe in him have everlasting life right now. And so as we enter into a relationship with Jesus as our Lord and as our Savior and as our friend, that is eternal life. And we're going to see that grow and expand and deepen throughout all the ages of time. And that's the wonderful promise of the gospel.